Okay, guys.
No.
Tim. Oh, that's my sister, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Yeah,
all in the family.
Which one is the oldest?
Yes, I am the one. I think
which one is the oldest? Yes.
I think.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Ooh.
I think it's pretty clear that I'm the oldest. I think.
Yeah.
It should be clear. Yeah. I have some salt and pepper that doesn't let me lie. You
Ooh,
know that I salt and pepper means like you know.
Yeah, Tim's the oldest.
I got it, yeah. I'm the oldest of us.
But I've had... so you guys... is this a sibling thing? You guys like... feel like brother and sister as well?
Yeah.
Cool. Sisters,
okay.
Yeah.
More like sisters.
I didn't specify who was the brother or sister.
Yeah. We're like sisters.
We're more like sisters,
okay.
We like to gab. You have the gift of gab.
And what do sisters do together? Because me being a brother, I don't know what being a sister is like.
We go shopping.
Yeah, we do go shopping a lot.
We are kind to each other.
Yep, true.
We compliment each other.
She cuts my hair.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was actually wondering, like, because we've met before. Tim is now a friend of the show, I guess. I guess it's I've always wanted to say this. So,
friend of the show.
Yes. And so I was wondering during the show that you guys just played. I was wondering, oh, Tim's hair is different. I guess does he cut it himself? And your hair as well? Do you cut it your own hair?
Yeah. That's quite obvious. And then
it looks great, though.
Oh, thank you. And then I cut Tim's hair in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Just
went.
Yeah, I'd like to do more, but he won't let me.
Oh, really?
I had a grand plan, but he cut me off about here. I was going to go all the way back here and like a weird.
But as a sister, bow. I said, stop it.
No way.
No way.
Get off me.
Get off me.
But on time, business hours.
So I'm guessing between sisters you have like secrets and stuff between between
big
each
secrets,
other.
Yeah,
big
secrets. Huge secrets.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm asking to know because I wouldn't even care.
Secrets.
You know, well, they're secrets. You know,
they exist. That's what I mean.
Oh God, yeah, they're
super secreto.
not bad Portuguese.
Super
secret. I don't think you can do that. Just make up words.
It's Spanish.
It's Portuguese, actually.
Is
super
it?
Super secreto is
super
Portuguese.
Super secreto.
Yeah.
This means top secret.
Yeah. Super secreto.
Super secreto.
Okay, super secreto.
Booyah in your face. I know another language too. She knows Welsh. And I know a little bit of. My first girlfriend was Portuguese, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She was called Super Secreto.
Her name
that's
was
why.
Super Secreto. And that's how I know.
Yeah.
So, how are you going to keep this? Super Secreto. Maybe that's why you didn't carry on.
Yeah. Well, we were in second grade, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How was that late for?
Six?
And she was Portuguese, wow.
Well, yeah.
I wasn't that lucky when I was that age. So no girlfriend for
but
me.
But we never talked. But we did little kisses like this.
Oh.
But we never really talked at all.
It's adorable though.
Like, are you my girlfriend? You're my girlfriend. Yes.
It's not adorable not to talk. I guess.
Yeah, we were too nervous to talk.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Token is overrated, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe. We're doing that now, but we're having a chat. It's whatever. But it's fun. It will be fun. It's already fun. But you guys, I'm just checking something. Okay, you guys just, I guess you guys must be pretty tired because you guys just flew in from Surj and from the Surj.
And yeah, my arms are tired from flying.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. You really did that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And on the week that Dan Rickles passed away.
It's an old school. We're going to have a sister chat.
A sister chat.
We're going to have a sister chat afterwards. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
How did the show go? I'm just curious. I've never been to the Associa, I don't know.
Beautiful. You should go. It's insane. It was amazing. We just felt so lucky to be there in this, you know, beautiful island, and being there to play music is, you know, feel very lucky and kind of tired, but also just happy to be in Lisbon because it's an, you know, absolutely incredible city. It's one of my favorites. It just fills me up when I'm here, you know, really. Yeah, so.
You know what? Like, the more I'm from here, and the more I travel, and I've lived abroad, but the more I travel, the more I realize that Lisbon is better.
Oh, it's like, magic. It's magic. Yeah. Just the there's a lot of incredible cities in Europe that you go to, and you go, wow, this place is amazing, and then, but you couldn't live there. It's not, you know, it doesn't translate. It's a great place to holiday, or, you know. But Lisbon, to me, has always been a place where I just have wanted to live.
Tim was here, like, you were here. I shouldn't mention you in the third person when you're here, actually. But you were here about a year ago, almost, like June, I think.
Something like that.
When we talked last time.
Yeah.
And Kate, you were not on the show the last time you were in Lisbon, but you were playing this festival at Music Box. Now you're at CDB. Playing this festival at Music Box, for which I did some promos. I was asked to cut some promos for the show, and I mainly insisted that you were Simon Lwan's daughter, which I know it wasn't correct. No, obviously. Yeah, but I was just like insisting. And yes, exactly.
That is a good.
Purposefully saying, you know, she's not Simon Lwan's daughter. No, absolutely. I'm sure she is. Something like that. It was fun. And the show was awesome. I remember it vividly.
I do not remember that show.
I was wondering, like, cause watching you play live for the first time, I was wondering, maybe you have some background in theater or drama or something?
No. Because it's very, you know, very,
very, seems like there's a lot of intent to every motion.
Oh, I don't know. I guess.
What do you mean, actually?
I guess you write something.
I think it's there.
Yeah.
You believe, you know, it's not intentional. It's just, I guess I believe in what I'm singing. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, do you like to act out your own songs, for instance? That's one of my favorite things ever. Like, to act out songs.
Maybe I just like to have a nice time when I'm singing.
Well, I remember the first time I saw her play, they had like a drape over the keyboard. Someone was wearing a cape, I swear.
Me? No.
Yeah, but you were wearing a cape.
Yeah.
And I don't know. The show looked theatrical, but in a rock and roll way.
Mm-hmm.
Not like overboard, like
Kiss.
not like Kiss. Okay. And not like
Queen?
No, like, it was like you. Yeah, I thought it was really cool. So like calculated, but not in a that's a bad that's a bad word. Is it a bad word? Calculated?
Calculated. What are you talking about?
How about What's a word that...
When you saw us, we were just five scruffy kids from Wales.
Yeah, but you guys... Okay.
I got a discount on a nice dress.
Which I thought was a cape.
It kind of was.
Okay.
Maybe that was the point.
Yeah, I've been given a scarf by my friend Fiona, which I put over the keyboard.
Fiona Apple?
No.
No? This looks like an apple.
It does. It's actually, I was going to get a new one,
yeah,
a black one, and a less dirty one. This is actually washed, but it doesn't.
It's washed?
It doesn't even come off anymore. It's just like horrid.
But like it. Yeah. No, green apple.
Because it's at least it prevents from popping. And
yeah.
Stuff like that. It's
too
in the way, but still.
No, I like
it. I like it.
It's a little bit different. Your artwork?
We don't know.
Because I was going to think, because it's so on because it's so on point, I was going to guess that it was one of you guys.
Guess which one?
This jerk.
Good job.
This jerk, she says.
Good job, though.
Thank you.
All of them are really cool. I've seen a bunch of pictures.
Cool, thanks.
They're beautiful.
He made a poster for this tour, which is absolutely beautiful, and the t-shirt is one of my favorite paintings that he's ever done that I'm hoping to receive in the post one day.
Yes.
No promises made.
Of course.
Good. Only the lonely take apples to peel. Just take a bite, the better one.
I guess everyone is going to ask you now, like, what are your favorite drinks? But what are your least favorite drinks? What are the drinks like you don't enjoy at all? For instance, I'll tell you mine, which is Blue Curaçao. I hate Blue Curaçao. It tastes like some sugary toothpaste, velvety toothpaste thing. It's just like a liquor. It's very disgusting.
Hmm.
It's just like blue, like that bright blue, pasty, thing.
It sounds gross.
Recently, I got into good white wine.
Okay.
Because before that, I thought all white wine was evil.
However,
but it's not true.
It isn't. Yeah.
But a bad white wine is evil.
Oh yeah.
And it makes it can make you want to vomit. Almost instantaneously.
True.
Right. So I hate bad white wine.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned in my older age that there's good white wine. Have we not, Tim?
New Zealand, specifically, I think.
Yeah, New Zealand, Marlborough, Oyster Bay.
Ah, okay.
However, bad white wine. That's probably the worst thing you can drink is a horrible white wine.
Yeah.
And also,
I would agree.
Have you ever had, what's it called? From Japan, something sweat, porco sweat.
Something sweat?
It's called. It's supposed to be like a water.
I woke up Siri. I'm sorry.
It's supposed to be called.
Hey, Siri.
It's a water, but it's called
pig sweat.
It's called pig sweat, and it sucks.
It's called something like that. Something sweat, but it's horrible.
Rose sweat.
Oh god, it's horrible. And then Buckfast. Buckfast is a drink that they drink in Scotland.
I've never heard of it. What is
like
that?
It's like a wine that the monks make.
The monks in Scotland?
Mm-hmm. And I believe so. I might be completely out of my mind, but
I'm like that about Portugal as well. So that's fine. Or about Spain. This case.
But I remember playing a gig in Scotland and. At the time, a Scottish tour manager going, drink some Buckfast. And I went, when in Scotland? And I drank some Buckfast and I immediately vomited into my own mouth because it's so bad for me.
Yeah.
probably sure. great for other people, but it's bad for me.
It sounds very suspicious, like Buckfast.
Well, it's one of those really kind of medicinal types of alcohol that, you know, tastes like they'd give you if they were trying to revive you from death. You know, one of those.
Yeah.
A death revival.
Yes. Liquor.
Yeah. Could go one of two ways, though.
Herby, spicy, alcoholic.
You're bringing it all back.
I apologize. I understand. Hermitown Holiday is an awesome record, by the way. First
thank
off.
You.
You're welcome. And but like, are the hermits yourselves?
Possibly. Yeah.
Not non-disclosure on that one.
Well, we're both kind of pretty.
No, you either. You could be, and you couldn't. Maybe it's specific. If it is, it is. If it isn't, it isn't. And if it isn't, if it is and isn't at both at the same time, I understand.
Is that a riddle?
Yes. Some things are, some things aren't, and some things are and aren't at the same time. I'm very spiritual.
Yes. I guess we're both quite, let's say, at home.
Mm, yeah.
Because Hermitown Holiday sounds like we like to stay at home, and then we tour and do music, and then we go around, and we're on holiday from ourselves.
I could see that.
That's one pretty much potential meaning.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And not that the truth matters. I was just curious.
Is the truth even real, Tim?
Nice. Did you make that up?
Not me. Not me. X-Files.
Oh.
It's an X-Files shit.
Wow.
Is it something that you have said in the past as well?
What's that?
I'm just asking.
How did you know that?
No, I have no idea. I don't know.
We're not talking about this.
I'm sorry to bump that on
no,
you.
No.
Is it true?
I'm sorry if I stuck that on you if it is true, though.
No, I don't know what she's talking about. It sounds like something she made up. That came out of her mouth just then, just out of the blue. I don't know what she's talking about.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, what is truth anyway, Tim?
Oh, wow. There's a deeper story here, if you can't tell.
It's up to you guys.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
No, sure.
No,
because.
No, I don't know.
No.
No.
Because I don't have my ammunition. My ammunition for my side of the story is somewhere written down that you wrote.
What?
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Okay, it's fine.
You wrote the lyric.
What are you talking about?
You wrote the lyric.
No. No. Next question, quick. I hate diet drinks, and I hate wine with cockroaches and rat's eyes in it.
Oh, yeah.
That's from the last question. Yes,
that's true, actually. I totally forgot that you didn't answer, but it's true. It's true. And, oh, by the way, I have some...
Is the truth even real?
Is the truth even real?
Yeah. Next question.
Yes, about hermits as well, still.
Oh, okay. Good to five.
Okay. okay, so the hermits are going on holiday. What are, like, the favorite places of holiday places in which hermits enjoy going to? This is terrible. You guys get it.
Wonderful question. A great question.
I got skills.
The hermits, when they go on holiday to places. We went to France. That was nice. Yeah. To make a record.
That was good.
That was some great lyrics coming out of that. Stinson is somewhere where we've been to record together, and is Stinson Beach, north of San Francisco.
Okay. I haven't been.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful place. So there, and yeah, where we made the last record in the south of France is kind of really special, yeah. I suppose. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. How about your take on it?
Places to
I would
go,
say
something.
Is that South France? Was it South France?
Mm-hmm.
South France.
Mm-hmm.
We were pretty isolated, and it was amazing. Hippolyte Dufort is the name of it. Where else do we like to go? Oh, Stinson. Well, basically what she said.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So still, while we're on the song, which we aren't, but now we are. But okay, so Six Past the Eight, is it the choice time to have some copulating purposes? Or is it just like a random aggregation of things?
I think rhyme was particularly important in that advice. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. That was just minor curiosity. Yeah. Not something. Not that kind of show.
But what time is it now?
Yeah. It's, okay. Cool. And okay. So also on the record, you're very insistful on a question, and one particular question: have you decided that if you like the dog or not yet?
Oh, well, it's a question that can be applied to many different dogs.
Okay.
And
so often, it depends if you go yes or no. Right.
Well, it's often quite boring if I just keep saying to Tim, oh my god, I love that dog. Oh my god, I love that dog.
Which I bet is what happens really basically all the time.
Well, yeah. So sometimes you've got to mix it up and include your friend in your I love the dogs.
It's so
by
funny.
Question, Tim, do I like that dog? As opposed to going, I bloody love that dog. That dog's shit. I love that dog. Oh my god, that dog looks like.
Since we've turned it into a song, she hasn't said it. But oh my god, you used to ask that.
Yeah, of course.
Tim.
Yeah.
Do I like that dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've exercised that now.
It was
a real thing, yeah.
Now we just silently nod to each other.
Yeah. Dogs.
And now it's on a record, and now it's done, so it doesn't have to be addressed anymore.
Never again. We've moved on.
The Apex version of that is recorded.
Whales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Whales.
Yeah, we're into Whales now.
Oh, Whales. Into Whales.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those.
What do whales do?
Whales, I don't believe, fly in any way.
But you're right. Fish do.
Yeah.
And we saw a flying fish.
Actually, whales kind of fly.
They breach.
In our medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was kind of wrong.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Yeah, they catch mad air.
Is the truth even real?
Is
exactly.
Is the truth even real?
Nice. Yeah. Good thinking.
See, it's a good lyric.
Was I ever even there?
Am I here now?
Oh my god. Sorry.
Okay, guys. guys. So, okay, this show is called Made of Things, and it's based on the assumption that you guys are doing something. Not you guys specifically, because otherwise it'd be weird. Like the past 50 episodes or something. Yes.
And you finally got an interview with us.
Finally.
Oh my god.
But it's based on the idea, like, people dedicate themselves to art and to whatever they're doing, like music or any other thing, because they read, watched, or listened to something that made them go, or experienced something that made them go, oh, I wanted to do that forever. Mm-hmm. Did you guys have that? When? What was it? I didn't ask you this last time, actually.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of triggered you into going...
I have no idea. There was no one specific thing that I... where I thought, I'm going to do that forever. Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Because some people do this, some people have this, and some people don't.
Yeah, like, someone could say, like, oh, I saw Nirvana play, and it changed my mind. You know, or something like it that easy. But I don't know. I don't have, like, a... Mm. I can't trace it back to anything, really.
And
I don't know.
Still don't even think I could do this forever. It's always just, you know, as
the longest possible.
You almost it ignites you, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe a pavement bright in the corners. I remember being the first time when I was truly ignited by something other than what kids in school were listening to, or all the hot boys were listening to, or you know, you find something that's truly yours. And maybe, you know, maybe that was the first point of, oh, you know, this is making me feel something. And but yeah, I don't know.
I'm browsing my phone because I'm going to show you the logo of this show, which is, I'll edit this in as tiny.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
So there's a right in the corner's reference. Guys, thanks for being on the show.
Thank
it's
you.
Awesome. Always lovely.
Yeah, yeah,
always
yeah.
A pleasure.
Awesome.
And Kate, I hope to see you next time, wherever.
Well,
so
yeah,
you guys. You plan on moving here?
Yeah, I'm gonna move here.
Was your sister aware?
Yeah.
Do you want to come, sis?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, we're both going to move here.
Yeah.
Excellent. We'll hook you up with everything.
Thank
cool.
you.
Cool.
There you go.
Hey.
Yay.
Hey.
Okay. Thank you. You guys should be on the show any time.
All right.
Once a week.
Once a week. Yeah.
It's about us. No?
We'll do weekly.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Made of drinks. That's the show.